Leftist elites have a new woke weapon aimed at your family. By State Financial Officers Foundation, sponsored on January 25, 2023. The following content is sponsored by the State Financial Officers Foundation. Have you heard about this thing called ESG? Most people have not. It stands for Environmental Social Governance. On its surface, ESG claims to have a well-intended objective: to promote corporate responsibility. And that sounds like something we can all support. But under the surface, lurking inside the ambiguous language and claims of social compassion is something very different. In reality, ESG policies are a backdoor that progressives are using to invade our economy, so they can advance their radical economic, social, and climate agenda. They know that they can no longer get their destructive ideas passed through our democratic process. And they can't count on winning in the courts. So ESG is infiltrating corporate America with the help of unelected bureaucrats and regulatory agencies, like a shadow government with no accountability to everyday investors. Leveraging Wall Street corporate boardrooms, ESG is being used to attack our energy independence, our small businesses, and our family farms. They want to ban clean coal mining in West Virginia, oil drilling in Texas. They even want to ban wheat farming in Kansas, and cattle ranching in Nebraska. They are even using ESG to push radical initiatives to mandate abortions on demand and to strip away our Second Amendment rights. All of this is a direct threat to hardworking American families. So how exactly does ESG work? Well, it's complicated. You won't find a consistent definition of ESG on the internet. The method of implementing ESG in our society is covert. And that's on purpose. They don't want you to know what they are doing. Misleading their investors with claims about clean air and water, diversity and equity, healthcare rights and social justice, ESG actually forces corporations to adopt divisive policies, including a dangerous green agenda with misguided climate change policies and racially divisive practices like white privilege training, which will only cripple our economy and divide the country we love. If left unchecked, ESG policies will continue to manipulate the entire financial sector so they can channel your investment savings to what they consider to be politically acceptable investments. Using the ESG agenda, large investment firms are leveraging their massive investment portfolios and your retirement money to force companies all across the United States to implement the ESG agenda in their business practices. They will be violating their fiduciary responsibility to you, the client, and not maximizing your investment savings. They are targeting our small businesses that employ millions of Americans, the same companies that impact our communities right down at the grassroots level. You or someone in your family might even work for a company that is currently being bullied by the ESG agenda. And the firm that manages your retirement savings might be using your investment dollars right now to support divisive activism rather than building your retirement nest egg to its fullest potential. Simply stated, ESG policies are using your investment dollars to overhaul America into a nation that we will soon not even recognize. That is if we the people sit by and allow it. The United States is the greatest nation ever founded by freedom-loving people. We are the most economically prosperous nation on earth because of our entrepreneurial spirit. And we have an abundance of natural resources that has powered our growth. America is the most open and welcoming nation in the world. The United States is stronger because of the true diversity of our communities. But all of that is at risk. Everything that makes our nation the greatest in history is being threatened by an agenda that would dismantle life as we know it. But there is something we can do to stop this and preserve this nation we love for another generation. To learn more, visit OurMoneyOurValues.com.